the supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee, so recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday 5 things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household, and make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran. In this episode, we're going to look at the high status of Lady Fatima, peace be upon her.
Daughter of the Nabi, Lady Fatima.
Today, Wednesday, is the 6th of Jamadil Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of Azar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of December, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Now we listen to chapter Al-Kawthar from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
إنا أعطيناك الكوثر.
Indeed, we have granted you, O Muhammad, Al-Kawthar.
فصلي لربك وانحر.
So pray to your Lord and sacrifice to Him alone.
إن شانئك هو الأبتر.
Indeed, your enemy is the one cut off.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It was said that Kawthar has a vast inclusive meaning, which is goodness in abundance, and the examples are many. A large number of scholars believe that one of the most clear examples of that word is the auspicious existence of Lady Fatima Zahra alayha salam, because the occasion of the revelation of this verse says that they accused the Holy Prophet of being without offspring, but the Quran says, "Surely, O Muhammad, we have given you abundance of good, Kawthar." From this meaning, we understand that this abundance of good is the very Lady Fatima of whom the descendants of the Prophet increased abundantly, and thousands of them scattered in the world, preaching his religion and preserving it.
Ya Fatima Zahra, ya bint Muhammad, ya qurrata.
About the high status of Lady Fatima, peace be upon her. Fatima Zahra was different from all women in her high qualities and noble characteristics that took her to the highest rank of virtue and perfection. She was an example of her father's morals and mentality. She resembled him in her deep faith in Allah the Almighty, asceticism, and refraining from pleasure of this life. Fatima was infallible, and this is an indisputable fact. Allah has purified her from every sin and every defect, and endowed her with all virtues to make her an example for all the women of the world. She was an ideal example in faith, worship, chastity, purity, charity, and kindness to the poor and the deprived.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. In this first session, we shall be talking about the importance of Fatimiyya and the effect of the whole existence of Lady Fatima salamu alayha alayha in the world of Shi'ism, and the importance of the mourning and azadari on Lady Fatima salamu alayha alayha. Khasibi in al-hidayatul kubra and Bahrani in Al-Awalim, as well as many other writers and authors, have mentioned with references that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam wept so much during the mourning of his mother Fatima Zahra salamu alayha, and mentioned the calamity, and that his beards were full of tears and it was getting wet. According to historical evidences, the commemoration of the Fatimiyya or the Fatimiyya mournings and its official aspect were during the Qajar era, especially during the reign of Nasr al-Din Shah. As Sheikh Ibrahim Zanjani's report in his memoirs about Fatimiyya becoming a tradition in this period and as one of these evidences from his narration, it appears that the honoring of Fatimiyya and the Fatimiyya days became a custom in Zanjan since the time of Nasri era. However, during the era of Nasr al-Din Shah and Muzaffar al-Din Shah, the Najaf Seminary was interested in the establishment of Fatimiyya Shrine. The late Ahmed Khorasani played a prominent role in this regard, and the mourning of Fatimiyya in his house was met with great success.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
One of the beautiful lessons from the epic life of Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, is the value of motherhood. They are Fatima and her father and her husband and her children. Fatima Zahra is the mother of the 11th infallible Imams. Without Fatima's role as a mother, there is no connection between prophethood and imamate. As a mother, Fatima's influence was no limited to her own doings, but also the acts of the pure infallibles from her lineage. Sometimes we forget to value the mothers in our lives and, on a wider scale, the community. Especially in recent times, it has been found that often women who are stay-at-home mothers are looked down upon, while in fact they are doing one of the greatest services for society.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Allah.
From the speech of Ayatollah Khamenei, look at the glory of Fatima Zahra. That is incomprehensible. The leader said, "No word can describe Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her. We can never speak enough about her virtues. Words cannot express how truly feel about her. The dimensions of such a noble woman's existence, this elevated soul, this gist of prophethood and wilaya is so vast, infinite, and incomprehensible, it truly leaves us amazed. If you read the literature about Fatima Zahra written by Sunni narrators, you can find many sayings narrated from the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny in praise of Fatima Zahra, or how Prophet Muhammad treated her. There is a famous narration from Aisha where she is narrated to have said, I have seen no one who resembles the Prophet in glory, visage, look, brilliance, manners and behaviors as much as Fatima.
Fatima Zahra alayhi salam, she was born into the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and she became his supporter. Rasulullah used to come home many nights, many days. Rasulullah would come home bleeding from head to toe. And it was his daughter Fatima that would take care of her father. She would be the one who would heal the wounds. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they mentioned that in Badr and Uhud, either one of them, Fatima al-Zahra was there healing the wound of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Uhud perhaps. And Fatima al-Zahra played an active role in building the religion of Islam and carrying on the message of her father Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then she moved on to become a wife. And what a wife did she become? She married Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, the first of the Muslims, the first of the supporters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And Rasulullah, he says, if it was not for Ali, then Fatima would not have an equal counterpart, someone who is similar to her. Yes, they started that household, and a house of charity, a house of giving, and a house of sacrifice. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. We give you for the sake of Allah. We don't want anything in return. These are the Ahl al-Bayt alayhim salam. That house of giving, this is why that house was a house that brought joy to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. That was the house that Rasulullah used to visit. Every day, anytime he travels, the last person he says goodbye to was Fatima. And whenever he comes back from his trip, the first house he would go to was Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam. There's no doubt about this. Yes, today, some they come and they try to elevate the ranks of others to say that these people were closer. But no, it was Fatima who was the closest of ladies to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and Amir al-Mu'mineen, who was the closest of the men. These are not our words. Aisha, the wife of the Prophet, she was asked, who was the closest to Rasulullah? She said, from the woman it was Fatima, and from the men it was Ali ibn Abi Talib. They were the closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And then Fatima al-Zahra, she became a wife, and then she became a mother. And what a mother did she become? A mother that raised Imam al-Hasan, Imam al-Husayn, Zainab, and Kulthum. And each one of them had a huge impact in delivering and continuing the legacy of Islam and the legacy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi.
Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for choosing this episode of today's special for listening. And till another episode, we leave you in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha. Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha. وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, here is a famous statement to reflect upon regarding the pride of place amongst women of the Prophet's virtuous daughter, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, as narrated by her great-great-grandson, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him. Fatima was called Muhaddasa, because the angels descended from heaven and called her, as they called Mary, mother of Jesus, and said, O Fatima, Allah has chosen you above the women of all nations. Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is about neighborliness and being a good neighbor. As you know, Islam is a religion which has rules for every and everything. And this includes even the most seemingly insignificant things like, you know, how to brush one's teeth, all the way up to the most significant and most thorny and complex of problems and issues, such as, by way of example, how to run a government, right? And Islam is not a religion which advises its followers to go and live in a, you know, seclude oneself from society in order to attain proximity to God Almighty, like some religions do. No, Islam says one can live in society and be close and proximate to other human beings and at the same time attain proximity and qurb to God Almighty. There's no contradiction between these two phenomena, according to the Islamic faith. And one of the prescriptions and orders which Islam has paid a lot of attention to is neighborliness and being a good neighbor. In fact, this is something which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. In one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following: Worship Allah and do not ascribe any partners to Him. And be good to parents, the relatives, the orphans, the needy, the near neighbor, and the distant neighbor. Finally, the companion at your side. Right, so we see that in this verse of the Holy Quran, God Almighty, He advises us to be a good neighbor, not only to the neighbors who are close to us, you know, for example, living beside us, but also the ones that might be a little distant from us. To all of these, we should be good people and good neighbors. In this connection, in this hadith, the Prophet said, one should revere his neighbor as he reveres his mother. Or it's better to translate this in the following way. The respect one shows, that is obligatory for a human being to show to his neighbor, is similar to the respect that he should show to his mother. Hurmatul jar alal insan ka hurmate umme. Now this is a very eye-opening hadith, because we know that how much the Prophet advised us to respect and honor our mother, right? You know, to the extent that the Prophet, even he advised his companions whose mothers were disbelievers and idolaters to respect them and to honor them and to love them, right? So this shows us, you know, how much we should, to what extent we should respect and honor our neighbor. In fact, Imam Ali alayhi salam said the following on his deathbed. He said, fear Allah and keep Allah in view in the matter of your neighbors, because they were the subject of your Prophet's advice. He continuously advised in their favor, such that we thought he would allow them a share in inheritance. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at respect for one's neighbor and neighborliness in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم. Dear listeners of IRB English Radio, brothers and sisters, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really happy that I have Hussein Akbari here, Brother Ali Nasir, and Hassan Nasrullah. I really welcome you all. Welcome everyone. Salam, Hussein, how are you?
I'm fine.
Alhamdulillah. How about you, Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir. Great.
Alhamdulillah. And Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
Ready, everyone, to go and start our class? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go. Inshallah, today we will be talking about Ayah 108 of Surah
Al-An'am
on page 141. So, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, turn to page 141. 41, Surah Al-An'am, Ayah 108. Let's listen to the recitation once.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. ولا تسبوا الذين يدعون من دون الله فيسبوا الله عدوا بغير علم كذلك زينا لكل أمة عملهم ثم إلى ربهم مرجعهم فينبئهم بما كانوا يعملون.
Nice recitation, mashallah. Allah bless the reciter. Let's see what Allah Almighty says in this ayah, a short explanation, okay? An introduction to this ayah. Then we will move on to the tajweed rules. Okay, Hussein?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Allah Almighty says to the Muslims, not only the Prophet, okay? To all Muslims and the Prophet, do not abuse or insult those whom they invoke besides Allah. It means, O Muslims, you, when you confront someone, when you argue with any non-Muslim, okay? Ali Nasir?
Yes.
When you argue with anybody, when you discuss, when you debate with anybody about religious things, about Allah Almighty, about their God, about creation, okay? Do not insult or do not abuse their gods, because their gods are holy for them. So do not abuse them. Just bring your reasons with reasonable, with wise and understanding kind of reasons, okay, and evidences. Try to prove the reality of your God. Try to prove their rightness of your God, okay? If you want to make them believe in you, do not invoke. This is a way of preaching, spreading. Tabligh, okay?
Yes.
The way of tabligh, how to do tabligh, okay? How to what? Preach religion. Like, try to be respectful at all. When you are respectful, okay, even if they are disrespecting you, you keep what? Respecting them, okay? It does not mean that you accept their words, no. Respect, but what? But in what? In return, bring your evidences, your clear reasons and proofs, okay? Make them understand. In case they started really confronting and plotting against you, they show a sense of hatred to you, and they're trying to harm you, of course, stand firm, okay? Stand strong against them. Don't let them insult you that way, okay? But in the first glance, okay, be respectful to them. Share your points and evidences.
Yes.
وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Do not abuse those whom they invoke besides Allah, any other God. فَيَسُبُّ اللَّهَ عَدْوًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. If you do so, okay, if you abuse their gods, their holy, beliefs, okay, what do? They abuse Allah out of hostility, out of ignorance. They what? Abuse Allah. Okay, they disrespect Allah Almighty. So yes. Don't do so. Okay?
Yes.
كَذَلِكَ زَيَّنَّا لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ عَمَلَهُمْ. To every people, we have made their conduct seem decorous. It means their beliefs, okay, are holy for them. Okay? Respectful for them. Alright?
Yes.
ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ مَرْجِعُهُمْ. Though they don't believe in God, but they will be returned to their God, okay? Then their return will be to their Lord. فَيُنَبِّئُهُمْ. And he will inform them بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, concerning what they used to do. So this ayah gives you a clear evidence. It's very good whenever you go to somewhere, to a community, to any country, okay? When you're sent for tabligh, for preaching, you should understand, like, you should, in order, if you want to be accepted in the community, in order to do your job clearly, correctly, okay, find a way of friendship with them. Find a way to have better contact, a relationship with them, a friendly relationship with them, okay? If you find this way, okay? Try, for example, if there are youth, okay, boys, okay? If they are, athletes, okay? If they play sports, if they do sports, okay? Go and do sports with them a bit, okay? Help them. Help them understand like you are from them. Help them understand that you are from them. You are like them. And you like to be with them. Share this with them, okay? And make them understand. So if they see this from you, they will be in love with this. They will surely love what you do, okay? They will accept you more, all right?
Yes.
They'll accept you more. So it means whenever you go somewhere, try to find a way to what? To show like you're from them and you're there to help them and you're not someone to just command them, do this, do this, do this.
Yes.
All right?
Yeah.
Instead of disrespecting them, instead of, for example, being so serious with them out of nothing, okay? This is one of the messages that we can understand from this ayah. Maybe I might be wrong, but that's what I've understood. So refer to the Tafasir books for the real interpretation of this ayah.
Qur'ani fi qalbi dawman yaghmurni min fayd diya ayatul mawla.
IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International Schools presents Let's recite the Quran.
Hassan, all right?
Yes.
Hussein, no question? No? No?
No.
Okay. Let's go on to the Tajweed rules and practice the recitation. Recite a salawat, everyone.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Ayah 108, Tajweed rules. Wala tasubbu alladhina, wala tasubbu alladhina. How do you read, Hussein? Wala
tasubbu
alladhina. You ignore the waw, you ignore the alif, you ignore hamzat al-wasl, you join ba, bu, to lam. وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ Not بُّ الَّذِينَ Don't read the waw. وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ
Yes.
يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ يَدْعُونَ
يَدْعُونَ
يَدْعُونَ What rule?
قَلْقَلَ
قَلْقَلَ Yes? يَدْعُونَ Echoing sound.
Yes.
مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مِن دُونِ How do you read it? You hide it. Ali Nasir, read it.
مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ
أحسنتم أحسنتم دُونِ اللَّهِ The word Allah is pronounced with an A sound. Like بِسْمِ اللَّهِ أعوذ بالله.
Yes.
So the reason is?
We have kasra.
There is a kasra sound or a kasra before the word Allah. So remember, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, whenever you have a kasra right before the word Allah, read the word Allah with an a sound. While when you have a fatha or a dhamma, you read it with an? With a?
Heavy
sound. Like, إن شاء الله آمنين الله okay وما الله okay من دون الله فيسبوا again the word Allah is pronounced look example is here من دون الله lightly فيسبوا الله heavily
yes
add one After add one, the next word starts with ba. تنوين plus ب إدغام
إقلاب
You change the sound. MashaAllah, Hussein. You change the sound of tanween to but hide meme sound. Yeah. عدوان عدوان بغيري علم علم. You can stop here. Hassan, is it better to stop here or we can continue or better to continue or we never stop or we should stop?
It's better to stop here.
Better to stop. Qila. What is opposite to qila?
Sila.
Sila tells us?
Better to continue.
Better to continue. Good job. Qila tells you better to stop. بغير علم. So better to stop then. كذلك زينا زينا نون مشدد. Extend the sound. لكل أمة. Extend the sound. أمة زينا لكل أمة. عملهم ثم again extend the sound إلى ربهم ميم ساكن ربهم next ميم what rule is applied
ميم شدة
ميم ساكن plus ميم إدغام
ربهم
or إدغام
مثلين
إدغام مثلين so مر هيفيلر مرجعهم فينبئهم بما again hidden sound with meme فينبئهم حسين فينبئهم بما إخفاف meme okay yes. بما كانوا يعملون I will be reciting make sure you listen and repeat brothers and sisters dear listeners let's go on أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ولا تسبوا الذين يدعون من دون الله فيسبوا الله عدوا بغير علم
ولا تسبوا الذين يدعون من دون الله فيسبوا الله عدوا بغير علم
كذلك زينا لكل أمة عملهم ثم إلى ربهم مرجعهم
كذلك زينا لكل أمة عملهم ثم إلى ربهم مرجعهم
ثم إلى ربهم مرجعهم فينبئهم بما كانوا يعملون
ثم إلى ربهم مرجعهم فينبئهم بما كانوا يعملون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم الله bless you inshallah thank you so much brothers and sisters dear listeners thank you so much for being with us Allah bless you stay with IRB English Radio thank you Hassan thank you Ali Nasir and Hussein See you inshallah in the coming session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran.
a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran. And we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil fa.
As you were previously with us, dear listeners, we concluded that the school of supplication has got many features in which sublime intentions are set by the Almighty Allah. And He wants us to be educated. And one of the programs He has set for us is the program to be educated through these set of supplications, specifically to the transmitted ones. That is why we believe in naming the different objectives of the supplications. The very first one must be the fact that we find not even one case where the causation is referred to other than the Almighty Allah. We understand and we completely and explicitly feel this, that in supplications, nothing is going to take place ever without the consent of the Almighty Allah. So anything that happens by other than the Almighty Allah, we believe based on the traditions that are explicitly mentioning, they are happening with His consent. We read in the traditions and the supplications, وَخَلَقَ لَهُمُ النَّهَارُ مُبْصِرًا لِيَبْتَغُوا فِيهِ. He is the one who has created the day and made it bright for them to benefit from their Lord's favors. And then it continues, وَلِيَتَسَبَّبُوا إِلَىٰ رِزْقِهِ. To gain livelihood, to rove in His earth to get their necessary needs of their worldly life. طَلَبًا لِمَا فِيهِ نَيْلُ الْعَاجِلِ مِن دُنْيَاهُمْ وَدَرْكُ الْآجِلِ فِي أُخْرَهُمْ. They need to be sure of reaching to their necessities of this life and the afterlife. And whatever they need is presented in this life. Whatever they need to take from, they must take from this very world. So it is really important to recognize the absolute power, to recognize the Almighty Allah with the absolute knowledge. We have to recognize the absolute magnanimity of God. and they are evident for the infallible imams. This kind of knowledge that we are discussing here is not the kind of common knowledge that we see around. Rather, it is their special understanding. And these people, these infallibles, when they present to us, when they hand down to us their transmitted supplication, it means that we are being actually educated by reciting them, by talking to our Lord in their method, in the ways they have recommended us to do so.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo keshti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala bas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Dear listeners, we said that the first objective of the School of Supplications is for the supplicant to recognize that the Almighty Allah is one and He is the absolute cause. We said that the kind of recognition that we achieve from these supplications is because of what the infallible imams have mentioned and set therein. So these infallibles are in fact manifestations of God's attributes, and there is no separation between them and these attributes. So when the infallible imams alayhimus salam refer to themselves, they introduce themselves as God's great names. The reason is that the imam's body in this world and his truth rests in the other world. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, وَنَحْنُ عِنْدَنَا مِنَ الْإِسْمِ الْأَعْظَمِ إِسْنَانْ وَسَبْعُونَ حَرْفًا. With us, there are 72 great names of Allah, وَحَرْفٌ وَاحِدٌ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, and one name only is with Allah. That is to say, it is particular to Allah, and no one knows it. We also have other traditions supporting this. Muawiyah ibn Ammar reports from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that Imam alayhi salam says, نَحْنُ اللَّهِ أَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. By Allah, we are the attributes of the Almighty Allah. And we also have other cases as well. Hamad ibn Uthman reports from one of the infallible imams that he has said, يَا أَبَا الصَّبَاحِ نَحْنُ اللَّهِ النَّاسُ الْمَحْسُودُونَ. By Allah, we are the very ones who are envied by the people. What does this mean, dear listeners? This shows that the infallible Imams are so close to God, they are the closest ones to God. That is to say, they are in a world higher than this one. That is why we have seen the cases in which Imams say, or Imam Ali alayhi salam, for example, says, لَوْ كُشِفَ لِيَ الْغِطَاءَ مَزْدَدْتُ يَقِينًا عَلَى يَقِينِي. If the curtains of the truth are drawn apart, my conviction, my certainty will never change. I am in the highest level possible. I am the closest to the Almighty Allah possible. I am the closest to God, so I am higher than this world. That is why نَحْنُ وَاللَّهِ النَّاسُ الْمَحْسُودُونَ. Sometimes they are envied by the people. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me. Worry ends when faith begins.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio, in which we try to ask and answer some of the questions related to the Islamic laws based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before we embark on our episode, let's take a listen to a short biography. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies,